But with regard to the issue of the PTAB, and one thing I've started to kind of surprises me to hear is people saying, well, you know, what are these changes? You know, how can you be changing things? And frankly, the idea of changing and adjusting these procedures over time, this is something people forget, but it was baked into the design of the AIA trials run by the PTAB. You know, the history of these proceedings, I see former Chief Judge Mike Fleming in the audience, who was heavily involved in the drafting of the AIA trial provisions back in, 2008-09 with those of us on the Hill. He knows this history. The backdrop and motivation for a lot of those changes, frankly, was the problems we were running into with the administration of inter-parties re-exam at the PTO at the time. And this is, I'm surprised how quickly this is all kind of faded into the past. But by the mid-2000s, the inter-parties re-exam system had really started to break down. The trials were dragging on for an incredibly long time. They created this voluminous record, and they just weren't functioning as in their intended way as a check on patent quality or as an alternative to litigation. Just the ability to drag the cases out for a long time, really made them, if one of these trials lasts 5-6 years and you're trying to use it as an alternative to litigation, it doesn't do you much good to get your a decision, for example, canceling a patent that shouldn't have issued if in the meantime you've gotten a final judgment and paid an award, in co-pending district court litigation. And, that was the experience of these proceedings. When I was in the solicitor's office, I worked on a case where I actually worked on, I think, the only case where the Federal Circuit issued a writ of mandamus against us and actually froze an inter partes review. We didn't take that one sitting down.